Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you are listening to UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Agape Music Group on the line with me, and man, you guys are going to love this group. Introduce yourself, guys.
Hey, everybody. We are John and Sequoia Howard of the Agape Music Group, husband and wife duo, urban Christian artists.
Now, I love it. Y'all young, fun, and did you have any flack when you was deciding to go the urban route for Christian music?
Oh, yo, you know what? We heard a lot of no's and when we first got going. Yeah. And honestly, we've only been at this for a little bit over a year as the Agape Music Group. We started out, John doing production, myself doing songwriting, as well as background vocal arrangements for other artists around the area. And we just kind of kicked it off. God did some thorough heart work in us, and was like, all right, it's time.
Right.
I'm giving you this sound, you know, let's ride with it. And when we first started, there were a bunch of people that told us, man, this sounds really good. I have no idea where it's about to fit, though, you know. We heard a bunch of no's kicking off, but as far as from like our family, our friends, they've all been extremely supportive, But we've both always, growing up, we've always kind of marched to the beat of our own drum anyway.
Right.
So I think most people kind of expected something a little different from us.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things, you know, I'm loving it. And you have UrbanBuzzMag.com's full support. And of course, you can always hear Agape Music Group on WKPS Radio. But one thing I love about being a Christian is that you do have that freedom. You do have that freedom. Because,
yeah.
You know, WKPS Radio plays the most diverse gospel, period. And I got flack too. But look at this. Now you have a home and a place. And I believe I believe your sound is now becoming more popular. And plus, we're in a pandemic. And if I need to hear Agape Music Group in my ears while I'm trying to come home from work or something, and it's still spirit-filled. See, I'm not sure why people don't understand the Holy Ghost, and it's still spirit-filled.
Man, talk about it.
I am, it ministers, it's Holy Ghost filled, and it ministers, I'm not understanding the problem. How else can we save souls and go out into all the world and minister the gospel of Jesus Christ? It's not like you're not saying Jesus.
Right,
absolutely.
The vastness and the wide range of creativity that God has.
Yes.
When you think about all the things that he created, why do we box him into a specific genre? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like way or sound,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like if he spoke through a donkey, you know.
Come
what I mean?
On, man.
You know, and he can move in any kind of way and through whoever and through whatever sound he wants to. So, yeah, we're with you right there.
Absolutely.
Well, one of the things is I think people forget that we are the body of Christ and that he has given each and every one of us individually gifts for the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Now, me, back in the world, you know, I love house music. So I love that there's Christian artists who produce house music, but Christian. I like the truth. So I like a little hip hop now and then.
Yeah.
So I might listen to the truth or other hip hop recording artists. I want everybody to embrace the diversity. And I am at the forefront of this fight. So I'm glad to be sitting here and chopping it up with you guys. But tell me a little bit more about your journey and where you're planning on going.
Oh, man, the journey, like Sequoia mentioned earlier, started just producing other artists. I was doing production for other artists. Sequoia was singing and doing some songwriting as well. We were running from the call and just the push and tug from the Holy Spirit to really branch out and really go for it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 2020, you know, we didn't see all of this, you know, see all of 2020 happening. We went for it. We followed the Holy Spirit. He gave us the plan. We put it together. We prayed on it. We worked diligent and we pursued it and trusted God. And we're here now. You know, it took a lot for us to get to this point from the standpoint of Sequoia mentioned this as well, like a lot of heart work in us that God had to do to get us to this place where we were confident. Our faith was bigger than ever before. Mm-hmm. To trust him to work everything out, even though we didn't know what was coming.
Right.
A real big part of that too, which is why we have the name the Agape Music Group, was really us leaning in and learning what God loving us truly entails. Mm. You know, a lot of people toss that word love around, but when we really look at what that means for us, that means that we have full assurance in him,
yeah.
That we can have full confidence in him. There are no insecurities or doubt or fear in the perfected love of Christ, yeah. Which is why we went for that name, the Agape Music Group, because we really like leaned into that and it really healed us in a lot of different ways,
yeah.
To be able to get us to the point where we're able to put this music out here and it's genuine and it's authentic in every way and it's filled with the love of God.
Yes, I definitely agree with you. Now, growing up, what did you guys listen to? Because there's a lot of soul in this and a lot of soul in it.
Yeah, so my dad, Mr. Arnett Moore, he was a former drum major at the FAMU, Florida A&M University, and he's also a band director. So I grew up listening to everything from The Whinings to Tony Tone to Anita Baker,
right.
To Stevie, Stevie is my all-time favorite, to even some P-Funk, yeah. Stuff.
Right,
like,
right.
I listened to all of that.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can hear it. You guys have a good sound. The single, Closer to You, how did that come about?
Mm-hmm. That was really a prayer.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, that was a prayer at the beginning of this past year. There was just a ton of different changes. Even prior to the pandemic, there were a lot of things happening. And that's one of the things that we have also leaned into and learning about is the nearness of God and how, because he's omnipresent, he's always there. And it's just our lack of awareness of his presence sometimes that causes us to have some difficulty or that causes us to, you know, think otherwise. And so I was just riding in the car after I had dropped the kids off to daycare, and I started beatboxing. Right. I'm always beatboxing.
Voice memo.
Yeah, beatboxing. Sent John a voice memo. And all I had was just that, draw me close to you. That's all I had.
Uh-huh.
And John, by the time I got back home from work and got the kids fed and whatnot, I go in the studio and he had that whole track and
wow.
He wrote it and just knocked it out that night. So it was really a prayer that, you know, God, we really want to be. We want to be more aware of you and everything around us.
Yep.
Man, and who came up with the concept for the video?
Hey, that's my cousin. Yeah. That is my cousin. He is a bomb dancer from New Jersey,
uh-huh.
From Patterson, New Jersey. Shout out Patterson, yep. Where half of my family is from.
Uh-huh.
His name is D.A. Van Rensselaer, and he's an incredible dancer, and he... When he first heard the track, him and his friends went and shot that video in a area that he, in a space he loved, and they sent it to us, and we were like, what?
Yeah.
And so we were like, that's going to be the video there.
Yes, and you know, what I'm loving is, like, everything's so pure with you guys. Like, the video, it wasn't all super extra. I can focus on the dance and enjoy the music. And now when you say it's a prayer, now I understand why it ministers to me so much, because I'm just like, yo, this is hot. John, how did you come up with the music? You know, what's producing? What's your style of producing like?
Man, you know, it's kind of hard. I don't really have a style. I just really, truthfully, honestly, it's the Holy Spirit, because,
amen,
you know, when we enter the studio, mm-hmm, every time we enter the studio, we pray.
Amen.
And we ask for God's creativity. We ask for the melodies from heaven. Ask God to lead us to the place where we can minister not only to ourselves through our music, but to those, whoever is in earshot of the music.
Yeah.
And so that's what we start with every time we enter the studio. And it just came. It was just flowing. And we both knew it was God.
Yeah.
Yes.
We both knew it. It was so thick to the point where we couldn't deny it. We couldn't, you know, we had other songs waiting to release, and that one just jumped the line. Yep. And we're here now.
You guys are in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we over here in the boogie. And so that just goes to let you know that yes. You're absolutely right. So what more can we expect? What's coming out the camp? What's going on?
We also have a clothing line. And we are, our motto with the Agape Music Group is that we want to spread the love of God through lifestyle, through music, and through fashion. So we're constantly coming out with new collections. We got a new collection coming out soon for the spring and summer.
Yeah.
We actually hadn't told anybody about it yet, so you're the first one.
Yes, that's what be happening. That's what be happening for us.
It's called our Love is Loud collection.
I love the name.
Neon and tie-dye and like real fun for the summer and whatnot. Yeah. And then
how can they get that
music summer?
How can they get their clothes?
Yeah, our website, www.theagapemusicgroup.com.
Okay.
Agape is spelled A-G-A-P-E.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And you can find all our socials on there as well, so you can get to us directly from the website.
Yeah. But so with the clothes, and then, of course, we have more music slated to come out. We're always working on new things. Just really trying to lean in to what He has in store for us. So eventually we'll be getting into we want to do some things on YouTube, hosting some, you know, 30-minute talk sessions.
Yeah.
Marriage is very near and dear to John and I's heart.
Yeah.
And relationships beyond marriage, but just, you know, healthy and whole relationships. And the Lord has really been speaking to us about some things with that. And just, you know, some of the things that we've had to go through going into 9 years of marriage now. So, those are some of the things to expect.
That's all right. Now, I love what you said when you said a lifestyle. And that just blessed me, because as a Christian, it is a lifestyle. But I don't think people understand that in a way that we can express ourselves in various ways, especially in style, like you said, tie dye, bright colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's just tap into that a little bit of being a Christian. You guys are young. Well, I don't know how young y'all are. I'm sorry, I keep saying that. You know, y'all sound young.
Y'all sound young.
So, but you know, you're married. You got kids. You got business. The music you listen to is music that people your age and younger want to listen to as Christians, college students.
Yeah, right.
You know, it are college students to listen to Shirley Caesar, and this is no disrespect. I love Shirley Caesar. There's a place and a time. And the reason why I got into playing a diversity of gospel is because I went to a party that strictly said, this is a Christian party. We're going to be playing gospel music. They played Stomp, and after that, it was straight secular music. And I was appalled and shocked, right? And I was saying, oh my God, they could have asked me to DJ, you know? Like, there's so much gospel music out there that I don't know where people are at, You know, like, do you have to be, I'm joking, but do you have to be like save to know there's a Lisa McClendon, that there's a DeTruth, that there's Chanel? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some, you know, real gospel artists out there that's doing it big, and y'all still playing, you know, secular music when you don't have to, because you're so busy judging the music, trying to say they trying to be secular, when, like you mentioned, God is God, and he can use anybody. And I still swear I'd rather listen to a urban gospel song than a secular song. I don't even listen to secular music because there's that much gospel out there to listen to. Now, I'm going to pass the mic. You know, it's not my interview. Y'all go ahead.
You're right on it. It's a ton out there.
Absolutely. And that was a part of, I believe, why God called us to help to usher in that sound of music, that style of music, and just kind of just being different, doing something different. One of our shirts that we put out, and one of the things that we enjoy and we love and we thrive on is worship and 808. And so we put out a shirt that said worship and 808. And we love to worship, but we like to hit a thump.
Right.
So
for those of y'all listening that don't know what 808s are, that's that low bass that'll rattle the trunk a little bit. We like our Jesus hands lifted up high, but with some thump in the trunk.
That's all right. That is all right. Man, I've been having so much fun with you guys. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Are y'all producing for other people or not right now? Y'all in the process of just building? Are y'all accepting anything?
No, we actually are.
We are. We recently just started branching out and producing for other people. And so we're in the middle of that right now. Prayerfully, God opens up the door for more. We thrive on collaboration. That's one of the things that we are pushing towards more, as far as collaborating with other artists, other indie artists, and kind of sharing the wealth, sharing the love, the knowledge, that whole thing. Like, we're all about collaboration.
Yeah, and we've been fortunate. We've been blessed tremendously just in this first year. Have met some absolutely incredible people that have kind of just taken us under their wing and walked us through some things, you know, put us on to some things that we didn't know.
We had no clue about.
And just really helping us from on the business side of things.
Yes.
Which we're extremely grateful for. And we have a real passion and heart for that. Because we, being in this indie gospel circle, like, it's such a huge and really cool community. Like you alluded to earlier, there's so much talent out there. But there are a bunch of people that just don't know, you know, the steps to take to get the quality sound, and then once you got the quality sound, to get the music out there, and how to push it, how to promote, and all of those different things. We just really have a heart, like John said, for collaborating and working with people, because we're all on the same team. All wear the same jersey. You know, we all are going for the same goal.
My God. So let them know your website again and how they can reach out to you, especially those artists that may need production and stuff like that.
Yeah. So the website again is www.theagapemusicgroup.com. Also, hit us up on our socials. Instagram is the_agape_music group. Facebook, just search out The Agape Music Group. Twitter, The Agape Music G1. But of course, if you just go again to the website, you'll find all of that stuff there. You'll also find our Spotify links, Apple Music, YouTube, all of those different things. So you can connect with us. We would love to connect with you, you know. So that's where everything is.
Well, thank you guys so much, man. I feel the love, and I can't wait for the full album and some more music to hit the streets.
Yeah, we appreciate you so much.
Thank you
for giving independent artists like us an opportunity to just
hear our story and be able to have other people hear our music. Like, we're really, really grateful for you.
Man, you're more than welcome. That's what God told me to do, and that's all I can do. So, yes, thank you.